shoulders back. But remember, it's not just your voice, it's your whole appearance, Eddie.
Blimey.
You've got to present yourself as the perfect potential town crier.
Where is everyone, Lillian?
Oh, don't worry, darling. There'll be plenty of people in a few minutes when the church turns out.
No Bert? No Derek Fletcher?
Well, they'll be here soon. They're not doing their calls till after you.
I can't see the mystery judge.
No, well, that's why it's a mystery.
Well, there's only three lads playing football. Lay them booth, annoying the ducks.
You'll probably be in the crowd from church.
I'm getting butterflies now.
Pull yourself together, Eddie. Do well this morning and you're off to a flying start in the competition.
Yeah, but what if I make a mess of it?
Oh, you won't.
Oh, I can't speak Italian.
You practice till you're perfect.
What if I muddle it up?
Well, you can look at your lines if you have to, but keep your head up at all times and shoulders back.
No.
Welcome the imaginary Italian visitors to Ambridge with confidence and authority.
I don't feel confident.
Oh, stop whinging, darling. Take a deep breath.
What?
Breathe. It'll calm you down. That's it. That's it. Now, look, you stand up straight. Darling, what have I said about your shoulders?
Right. Is that okay?
Yes, that's more like it. Now, fix your eye boldly on your audience. Well, Nathan Booth for the minute.
Right.
Keep breathing. Look, do you want to practice what you've got to say again?
It's all right. I think I've got it. Right. That's better.
Do this properly and you're halfway to a tricorn hat and a handbell.
Well, plus the courier gives me some dosh if I win next week.
If you ask me, darling, it's in the bag.
Shall I start now?
Hold on. Let's wait till the congregation starts passing by. But then I want you to step onto the green and perform like a champion.
In you go. Do you want a hand, Shula?
No, it's all right. For a donkey, Benjamin's pretty cooperative.
He doesn't seem to mind the children patting him.
No.
That's it. It's become quite a tradition having him at the Palm Sunday service.
Yeah. And wasn't it nice seeing so many youngsters?
Yes, wasn't it?
Morning again, ladies.
Oh, hello, Bert.
We've swept up Benjamin's little message in the churchyard, Shula.
Thanks,
Bert.
It'll
go nicely on the vicar's roses when it's rotted dim. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Of course.
I'm in rather a hurry to get to the green.
Why? What's happening?
Ah, well, you might want to take a look yourselves.
Oh. I'd love to persuade Brian or Adam to come to it one year.
Sorry?
The Walk of Witness.
Oh.
I know religion's not their thing, but there's such a special atmosphere.
Yes, I always find it very moving seeing the cross being carried through the village.
They'd only say they're too busy. And to be fair, Adam hasn't stopped all weekend.
Spring drilling?
Well, spraying mainly. And preparing for our farm meeting tomorrow. Well, I'm not looking forward to it.
No?
No. The two of them get so worked up. Oh, they can't see eye to eye on the arable side at all.
Morning.
Hello, Caroline.
Ooh. Hello, Maisie.
If you're looking for Oliver, he's just come out and he was going towards the shop.
Thanks. Did Benjamin behave himself this morning?
Impeccably.
Benvenuti tutti. Sono il vostro Cicerone.
What is that? It sounds like...
Oh, Benjamin doesn't like it, whatever it is. I'd better get him home.
I think I might take a look. Come on, Maisie.
Sono scemo. I mio nonno è una capra.
That's it.
Excellent, Eddie. Look, it's having an effect.
Is it?
Yeah, people are starting to drift up and look. That's what it's all about. You're drawing a crowd.
At least Bert's here now. Must be running to plan.
And isn't that the lad from Grange Spinney?
Barry? What's he grinning for?
Perhaps he's heard the mullets coming back into fashion.
He could be the mystery judge.
I can't believe the courier's that desperate.
Yeah, maybe not.
Look, forget about the judge and do your cry again.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah. You've got an audience now. Well, of sorts. It's up to you to captivate them.
Right.
Benvenuti tutti! Sono il vostro Cicerone, el bellissimo Viliorgio di Ambridge. Mi chiamo Eddie Grundy. Sono scemo. Il mio nonno è una capra. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yay! Well done, Ellie!
See how well you get on, Bert. It's your turn next.
Eddie.
Morning, Caroline.
Hello.
Hi. Can I ask what you're doing?
Oh, that was me talking Italian.
More or less.
It's a preliminary round to the Courier Town Fire Competition.
I was welcoming an imaginary tour party from Rome to our beautiful village.
Ah, then telling them that you're an idiot and your grandfather's a goat.
What?
I don't claim to be fluent in Italian, but I can remember that much from my studies.
His grandfather's a goat, are you sure? Mm.
That's impossible.
No, that's exactly right, Caroline.
How do you know? You don't speak Italian.
No, and I don't speak Swedish neither. But you won't catch me standing here making a great idiot of myself.
But it's your turn now.
No, of course it isn't. This has nothing to do with the competition.
Aye.
Oh, dear. Have you forgotten the date, Eddie?
You what? Oh, flipping heck.
We've been April Fool's.
Why, Nathan Booth and Barrier here. I tipped them the wink.
That's rather good. Announcing to all and sundry that you're an idiot.
Oh, very amusing.
But what about the letter from the Courier telling him to do it?
Well, Jolene and Frieda cooked that one up on the Bull's computers.
Frieda?
Well, she's a little box of mischief, isn't
they
she?
They got the translation off the internet.
Very enterprising.
Well, as long as you've all enjoyed yourself at my expense.
Don't be like that. I don't want any hard feelings. Come on, let's shake on it.
Oh, go on, Eddie.
All right. Well done, Bert. No hard feelings.
You open the back door.
Okay.
We only need a couple more sacks of concentrate up there.
Can I come and feed the ewes with you?
I couldn't do it without you, Joshy.
Emma's all right for a couple of hours child-minding on Tuesday as well.
Oh, excellent. So, is that half-dome covered?
Pretty much, if Eddie's covering an extra couple of milkings to free me up.
Right. Well, that's it then, Josh. You're going to be stuck with your parents most of the week.
Oh, no.
We'll have a picnic one day if the weather's any good.
Brilliant!
Hey, don't shut it yet, Josh. One more sack.
And Linda phoned to remind you about the next parish council meeting.
Fine.
And then had a little chunter about the Maypole while she was on.
Oh, yeah, why?
And Mike's told her he won't have it completely finished till next week.
You can close it now.
And she's been hoping to start the practices.
Well, another week won't hurt. Mm. Hop in, Josh.
Here's Auntie Shula.
Oh.
Do you think Daniel would like to go bowling with us on Tuesday?
Yeah, he would. I've already asked.
Hi.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hello, Josh.
Hiya.
Not riding while the sun's out?
Oh, maybe later. But at the moment, I'm in search of volunteers.
Smile at her nicely and back away slowly.
I think you'll be interested.
Go on, then.
Well, the fundraising committee had another meeting yesterday.
Oh, for the cricket.
Yes, we came up with all the usual ideas, you know, raffles, quiz nights.
There are hundreds of those at the moment.
Yes, which is one reason Sid said we ought to do something a bit different. More energetic.
That sounds ominous.
We discussed a sponsored run, a sponsored bike ride,
uh-huh.
And even a sponsored horse ride.
Right.
Then Neil suggested, why not all three together?
What, a triathlon?
No, nothing that energetic.
I should hope not.
But we're coming up with a route that can be done in any of those ways. You choose which you want to do.
That's ingenious.
Mostly using the bridle ways. It starts at Loxley Barrett, goes through Pennyhasset and ends at the Bull.
That's a heck of a way if you're running.
Oh, Alistair thinks a couple of the team will be up for doing the whole distance.
Well, don't look at me.
That's way too fast.
Oh, thanks, Josh.
You do as much of the course as you like and get a card stamped at the refreshment stops to show what you've done.
Well, I can see people like Kev and Stuart going in for it, seriously.
Yeah, there'll be prizes for the fastest runners and riders. But we want lots of families involved, so we're having some other categories as well.
Such as?
Best fancy dress, the family who go furthest, you know, that sort of thing.
When is it?
At Maybank holiday, if we can get everything arranged. That gives people time to get sponsors.
Should do.
And Sid and Jolene will be giving out forms from the Bull, once they're printed.
Did you know the Goliath beetle can lift nearly 900 times its own weight?
What's that got to do with anything, Josh?
It's interesting.
Oh.
Yes, Josh, it's very interesting. I'll remember that. Thank you.
He's doing a project at school.
Now, listen, when you used the volunteer word a few moments ago...
Yes. Well, we've already had a few expressions of interest.
Interest?
But it would be very encouraging to actually have a whole family sign.
Oh, I see. So you've picked on us.
It would be fun, Dad.
What do you think, love?
Yeah, it'd be fun. All of us doing it together.
Go on then, Shula. You talked us into it.
Result!
Oh, I'll never hear the last of it.
Yeah, I can't keep up with you today, Eddie. This is only my second.
Oh, he thinks he's so clever getting one over me.
It was only a harmless piece of fun.
What gets me? I was enjoying it. Standing there, everyone watching, listening to me.
I was surprised how well you did, actually.
Somehow my nerves disappeared. I really got into it.
You know, your voice carried right across the green.
Then up comes Caroline and puts me straight. Oh, she must think I'm a right idiot.
You know the best way to get your own back on, Bert?
Oh, yeah. Beat him in the real contest.
That's right. Show him who's boss.
Oh, I mean to.
But, you know, you won't do it by getting yourself plastered. You need some serious practice.
Oh, I can drink and cry.
Yeah, well, we can all do that, darling. Well, go on, then. In English, preferably.
I had a couple of ideas last night, actually. See what you think. Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
Eddie, look, can you just turn it down, darling? Just turn it down.
You are most welcome to Ambridge, sparkling jewel in fair Borsetshire's crown, where farmers and farriers muggle. Mingle, sorry, that should have been mingle.
Yeah, I realise that, yeah.
Sparkling jewel in fair Borsetshire's crown, where farmers and mongrels... Oh, wait, what's the matter with me?
At a guess, 5 cans of lager too many.
It's never stopped me doing anything else.
Well, true champions make sacrifices, Eddie. If you really want to beat Bert...
Oh, I certainly do.
Well, you'll have to stop drinking so much at our training sessions.
That's the whole point of coming to the cider shed.
No, it's your decision, champ. But you'll do a lot better with a clear hand.
Oh, maybe you're right. Okay, then. No drinking during training from now on.
Bravo, Rocky.
Whatever it takes, I'm going to wipe the smile off Bert Fry's face.
Oh, another paint lid. I thought I cleared everything.
Oh, you have done a wonderful job, Cathy.
They left sandwich wrappers and an empty tube of sealant.
Well, at least they finished decorating in time to get the stock back in.
I know, I shouldn't grumble. Denny and Keith were working till nearly midnight.
What time did you come in to finish the displays?
It doesn't matter. It's just such a relief. It's all done now.
Yeah, I know.
I've ordered so much chocolate. I was terrified we wouldn't be able to open till after Easter.
Fortunately, that hasn't happened.
No, we've been so lucky.
No, a lot of people, especially you, have worked very hard to make this possible.
Now, can you see anything out of place before I open up?
No. The revamp looks great.
Honestly, Elizabeth?
Yeah, especially the children's collection. You know, it's so colourful.
Yeah, I've tried to make it inviting.
And you were quite right about the clothing. It's much more accessible now.
Oh, good. You don't think the cards are no lids?
What about them?
Well, perhaps a little nearer the till. There's such an impulse buy.
The stand looks all right where it is to me.
You sure?
Yeah, you can do some fine-tuning later if you need to.
Yeah, that's true.
I really think the shop looks marvellous. You've nothing to worry about.
Right. So, I might as well...
Mm-hmm. 2:50, why not?
Let's hope the customers are as enthusiastic as you are.
Morning, Brian! Morning! Stay there, man. I like the spaceman suit.
This is pesticide I'm putting in store.
Ah, right.
And when you're coming any closer and having a nasty accident.
Listen, I've had a few thoughts about biofuels.
What?
Biofuels. I was talking with Adam, but he said to see you. That's if you're not busy.
Well, I am.
Estate business, Brian. I need to know we've got the right man on the job.
Go through to the office. I'm almost finished.
Well, how long are you going to be there?
Well, fix yourself a drink in there. And spare a few minutes before a farm meeting, once I've got this done.
And how's it going?
Oh, it's much too early to say. We've only had a handful of customers so far.
Right.
Look, I think the one-way system might be having an effect.
Certainly looks better.
Yeah, there's been less straight in and out, more browsing.
And browsing leads to buying.
Yeah, sometimes.
I do like the way the food area is set up.
Oh, yes.
Perfect for showcasing our wines.
It'll be another year before we're selling that.
Viticulturists can dream. Did you like the bottle you took home?
Yes, we opened it on Saturday.
And?
Kenton loved it.
What about you?
Well, it's got potential.
It'll be a real feature when we can serve it at the Orangery.
Oh, yes. Oh, she only came in for a leaflet and then spent ages looking at soft toys.
I noticed. Maybe next time. Oh, and I finally talked with Hugh. He's more than happy to go ahead.
With increasing what we're taking from local suppliers?
Mm-hmm. He agrees we can still do a lot better in the Orangery. So as long as you're happy.
Oh, yes.
But I still haven't got very far, seeing if there's anyone better to cater for our big events.
There must be some green caterers out there.
I'm sure there are. It's finding time to look for them.
Do you want me to ask around?
That's kind of you. But you've got quite enough to be getting on with. I will get down to it.
Nigel?
Isn't it splendid in here now, Lizzie?
Absolutely. I need some help in a hurry.
Huh?
I'm afraid there's been another hiccup with the room guide rotor.
I'm asking Debbie to look at the possibility of using roughly 10% of the land.
For bioethanol production?
Yeah. She'll put down a high-yield, low-quality wheat. I've no idea about variety she'll have to choose.
I'd be interested to hear her response.
Well, she won't need much convincing, Brian. Biofuels have got a big future.
Oh, no doubt they have.
Frankly, I'm surprised you haven't been looking into them yourself.
What makes you think I haven't?
Oh, right, yeah. So you've been growing energy crops already, have you? Forgive me, I hadn't noticed.
Not always necessary to grow the crop to get the benefit, you know.
Now, you've lost me there.
Well, as a matter of fact, Debbie and I went into all this a year or so ago. Didn't she mention it?
Not that I can recall, no.
Oh, yes, yes. We decided there was no immediate benefits from growing crops specifically for biofuels. Mainly because there was no operational plant within economic distance.
Well, no, not yet.
Well, when there is, we'll review the situation, obviously. Or if the economics change substantially.
Well, they're changing all the time.
Yeah, but not enough to justify growing the crops. And frankly, our decisions turn out to be dead right.
Huh?
Well, look how the wheat prices are.
Exactly my point. That's why you can't afford to be left out.
But we're not left out. The demand for energy crops has pushed up the market for all of us. Even if we're not in the crops ourselves.
Yeah, true enough, I suppose.
And I'm perfectly happy for those who find themselves near one of the plants to start pushing crops that way. I mean, all it means is that their wheat won't be going to the food market anymore, so I get a better price.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, while there's no processing plant in Borsetshire, we'd be mad to go into it. We'd be at a competitive disadvantage.
Mm.
We'd have to send the crop to Liverpool or East Anglia for processing. So once you factor in transport costs, there's nothing in it. Now, if you feel differently, man...
No, you see, that's the kind of thing I'm asking Debbie to look at.
Well, in a year or two, biofuels might be worth another look.
Right.
Because you've got a similar situation in oilseeds. I mean, why do you think we've grown so much rape the last couple of years?
Remind me, Brian.
It went into food oil. But that's freed up some of the European crop to go into fuel. So in that sense, we're already benefiting from the new market.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
So I'm glad to see you're catching up with developments. And once you're up to speed, I think you'll see my point.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, you do that, Matt, and... When I decide there's money to be made out of growing energy crops round here, I'll tip you the wink. How's that?
Are you ready, Brian? Oh, I am sorry.
Morning, Jennifer. Adam.
Hi.
Oh, shall we come back?
No, it's okay. We're done. Nice malt that, Brian.
Oh, I must ask, is Lillian still on the wagon?
So she claims.
You don't sound very sure.
Well, you know your sister.
And has she got over her little embarrassment on the green yesterday?
Mum.
The April Fool joke.
Yes. I only caught the tail end of it, but Fry looked very pleased with himself.
I can't see why Lillian's got herself tangled up with this competition in the first place.
Yeah, search me. But she says after yesterday, Eddie's more determined to win than ever.
I don't mean to be rude, Matt, but we have got quite a lot to get through this morning.
Yeah, on my way.
Oh, do you want me
to...
No,
I'll see myself out, Jennifer. Bye, all.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Bye. Where are you going to sit, Adam?
Oh, I'll be fine here.
All right.
Thanks very much for passing him on to me about biofuels.
My pleasure.
Now, if we're ready, has everybody got paper for the notes?
I know this wasn't on the agenda, but we really must do something with the deer handling pens.
Oh, it can wait, Brian.
Well, I was up there this morning. Some mesh has come away.
Let's discuss it later. We've got much more important matters to deal with first. When's Debbie coming online?
It's my own silly fault.
It's so easily done.
Megan told me she might have a problem coming in this afternoon. I should have made other arrangements.
Let me scroll down, Lizzie.
I've gone right through the rotor myself.
Yeah, but suppose we phone Vaughan and ask him to come in now.
No, that won't work.
You don't know what I'm going to say. If he's able to look after the drawing room this afternoon...
Nigel.
Then perhaps Megan can cover for him tomorrow.
Megan can't do Tuesdays, ever.
Oh.
It's one of her lollipop days.
Of course. Well, what if...
Oh, darling, it's no good going backwards and forwards all the time.
No.
After the two we lost last week, we're virtually at full stretch.
Yes.
Lewis offered to cover for Megan, bless him.
That would mean closing the gallery.
Well, we could.
I'm loath to close it this week. What if... Oh, no. Not available school holidays.
I've done all this myself. It's hopeless. Oh. Meeting the extruded plastics man in a moment.
You should have said. Go and find him.
What about this?
Oh, don't worry. I'll ring around. And if I can't find cover, I'll go in for an hour or two myself.
I'm so sorry. I should have remembered about Megan.
Forget about it.
You sure?
Go and persuade this chap there's no finer place to discuss extruded plastics than Lower Loxley.
I'll try. Fingers crossed we get a response from the article in the Echo.
And the ad in the free paper.
Oh, it'll be a lot easier if we can find some new guides.
Oh, hello, Gerard. It's Nigel. I wondered if you were busy this afternoon.
So next, I went through all of Debbie's projections again. I even went online to see what the market's like for second-hand kid.
What about the figures I gave you?
Oh, yes, yes. I looked at the costs of continuing to cultivate ourselves.
And after all your deliberation?
Well, it's been a very close call. And I've been extremely impressed by the way both you and Debbie have made a case.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, Brian.
But in the end, Debbie's arguments for selling off our machinery and contracting out the arable work strike me as unanswerable.
I see.
Are you certain that's the right thing to do?
Well, you can't be certain about anything, Jenny. But I've gone over it time and again.
Well, we know you've taken it seriously.
And I honestly believe this is the best way forward for the farm.
So, what do you intend doing now?
Well, first of all, get hold of the chap Debbie recommended.
Oh, it's Gavin Williams.
Yeah, and set up a meeting ASAP.
I don't think that's a good idea, Brian.
Look, I know you're disappointed with the outcome.
No, it really isn't a good idea contacting Gavin. He seems to be in serious financial trouble.
What?
What do you mean, Adam?
I was making some calls yesterday. His name came up a couple of times.
If this is just a rumour...
And then I got on to Danny King at Overton. Gavin was supposed to start drilling there on Saturday, but he didn't turn up.
Why not?
The leasing company seized some of his kit.
What?
We can't have been keeping up payments. I wouldn't be surprised if he has to finish trading in the next few days.
Oh, it's that serious?
Seems to be. There's Danny's number, if you want to ring and confirm.
Eh? No. If you've spoken to him, that's good enough.
Well, lucky it's happened now, before we got tied into anything.
Pity Debbie's not online, so we can't ask why she recommended him.
Well, if he's only just had his machinery seized...
She should have sniffed around. You get wind of things like this.
Yeah, I mean... Normally, she's so thorough.
Well, just a little glitch, I suppose. Like me, entering one wrong date in a field record.
Oh, it puts rather a different complexion on matters, doesn't it, Brian?
Well, obviously, we're not going to use him now.
Oh, let's do what Adam says. Keep it in-house.
Well, that doesn't follow, Jenny.
Doesn't it?
No, of course not.
Debbie makes a complete hash that could have put us in serious trouble.
Well, she'll be the first to admit she's made a mistake.
Hardly. If she can't even make time for a conference call.
Oh, Adam, you know she's taking Alice for a day out.
But the principle behind her argument's still the same.
Even though she was completely wrong about Gavin, you don't think her judgment might be a little suspect?
Finding a reliable contractor...
Reliable?
...still makes good financial sense.
Oh, of course it does, because Debbie says so.
That's not it.
Oh, let's not get personal again.
It's impossible not to, Mum. Her opinion is always more important than mine.
Not true.
It is, Brian. This is just one more example. What do I have to do to make you see things my way, for once?
Leave my tie alone, Peggy. It's all right.
It is now, dear. Can't have you going in skew-whiff.
Going in where?
In here, the day centre. We were talking about it in the car. You're going to meet some new friends.
What for?
because it'll be good fun for you.
Will it?
Yes, dear. When we talk to Eleanor on Monday...
Eleanor?
She's the lady who runs the group.
Eleanor?
She seems very kind. She said there'd be a little group of you, and you'll have a cup of tea and a chance to chat together.
Chat? What about?
Oh, all sorts.
I don't like chatting.
Yes, you do, dear. Sometimes they play songs on the piano and everyone joins in.
Do we have to go in, Peggy?
Now Higgs has driven us here, why don't you see what it's like, even if it's only once?
Oh, all right.
Eleanor's promised to ring me if you don't like it. We'll come straight away to pick you up.
Oh, aren't you coming in with me?
He says he's talked three of them into signing up already.
Oliver.
Yeah, he wants as many of the hunt to do it as possible.
Seems funny having horses and runners doing the same course.
He was even going on at me this morning.
And bikes.
Reckons me and Jazz should do it.
Oh, well, why not?
Well, sweat our guts out to raise money for the cricket club. No thanks.
They'll need plenty extra. They're going all over the county for this village, then.
Wouldn't mind doing it on dirt bikes. That'd be all right.
Edward, stop wolfing.
I'm in a hurry.
I did the onion ring special for you.
Oh, yeah, they're lovely.
I'm surprised Fallon didn't say more about it last night.
Well, she was on with you at the ball?
Yeah, only the two of us. It was quiet. All she said was there's a sponsored rally. Kev's doing it. That were it. She's usually more enthusiastic about the cricket. Oh, you're going to give yourself indigestion.
Now, I've got to get in and out of town before milking.
You're going into Borchester? Always a couple of things you can get me.
No, I won't have time.
No, look, it's only washing powder and a few bits.
Well, come in with me if it's your afternoon off.
No, too many jobs waiting here.
Look, I can't go messing around looking for washing powder.
Oh, don't worry, then I can get most of it in the shop.
Oh, that was great.
What are you going in for?
George's birthday present.
You said you'd got some up.
Yeah, only the card. I'm not sure what to get for him. I've seen so little of him, don't really know what he likes anymore. You got any suggestions?
I meant to do it last year.
You prune, Mum, and I'll clear up.
Oh, thank you, dear. It's getting far too leggy.
Forsythias can become very straggly, can't they?
Higgs is good at the flowers, but when it comes to shaping a shrub...
Well, it is nice to see you busy in the garden again. You have so little time to yourself.
I do very well, Jennifer. Especially with all the help I'm getting. Now, could you...
Oh, I'll get those.
Now, where have I...
And you're sure that that won't be too early on Thursday? What have you lost, Mum?
Nothing, dear. I'm just checking I've brought the mobile out. It's here.
Look, I can pick you up later if you like.
Oh, no, I'll make sure Jack's ready in plenty of time.
Well, it doesn't matter if he isn't, but it would be nice to attend the Maundy-Thursday service.
It's a lovely idea. Jack and I haven't been to the cathedral for a long time.
And afterwards we can have a little meander around Felpersham. There we are.
Lunch will be our treat.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, I insist.
Well... Thank you, Mum.
Ah, the Budleyers next.
Oh, yeah. Surprised you kept it. Self-seeded, didn't it?
I'm not very keen on them, but Jack enjoyed watching the butterflies so much last summer. Do hope he's not being awkward.
Oh, he'll be fine, Mum.
Wasn't very happy when I left him.
He'll be having a wonderful time. You know how he loves company.
He looked lost. Perhaps I ought to ring Eleanor.
Well, she's got your number if she needs it, which she probably won't.
I don't want him feeling deserted.
Well, he won't be. Care assistants are very experienced.
I hope so.
Oh, is that all you're cutting back?
Oh, no. He was so puzzled when I walked away.
Oh, what were you saying about Helen, Mum?
Well, she called in last night. She's making some more cheeses for Oliver.
Who?
She's enjoying trying to create the right one. She likes being given responsibility.
Adam's exactly the same. Though Brian doesn't see it.
I haven't had another row.
Well, the farm meeting became very awkward yesterday.
What a shame.
And it always comes back to the same problem. Brian tends to rely on Debbie, so Adam feels sidelined.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I can see why he gets annoyed. Brian's always got plenty of jobs for him, but he won't listen to his opinions. Not properly, anyway. And we're making some very important decisions at the moment.
And I'm not sure Brian's moving us in the right direction.
No.
But he says Debbie and Adam are such opposites that whatever he does, one of them's going to be unhappy.
Oh.
To be honest, he's got a point.
Jenny, can you check this is switched on properly?
Oh, yes. All right.
It's such a fiddly mobile. It just struck me Eleanor might have been trying to get through for the last half hour.
That's it, Brooklyn. You get in your run while I sort you out some fresh straw. Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Be it known to ye all, you are most welcome to Ambridge, sparkling jewel in fair Borsetshire's crown.
Eddie!
Oh, hello, love.
What are you playing at?
You're changing the ferret's bedding.
You'll drive him distracted bellowing like that.
I've got to practice me crow.
Never mind what the neighbours think.
Hey, it ain't going to be a walkover next Monday, you know.
Of course not. I mean, Bert will give you a run for your money.
That's not who I mean. I was delivering compost earlier, up Gleeblands.
Yeah?
2 doors down from the Fletchers, as it happens.
Oh!
Yeah, I heard Derek trying out his cry.
Oh, any good?
Well, words weren't up to much, but I've got to admit he's got lungs of leather.
He's always been loud. Oh,
like an air raid siren. It nearly made me fall off the fence I was looking over.
I know you've got to practice, but save it for the cider shed instead of putting cracks in our walls.
I was there this morning, and I'll be there tomorrow night as well.
You going back to Brookfield now?
Yeah, soon. So any chance of you putting the kettle on when you go in?
Yeah, if you like.
Oh, and I've left you a couple of mucky T-shirts to do.
I just ironed you half a dozen last night.
Not mine. Romeo and Brooklyn's. They've really taken to their new little hammocks.
Oh, you ain't putting ferret stuff in with nothing of mine.
Oh, done with my jeans, they'll be all right.
How did you get on, Edward?
Not too bad.
Any luck finding what I suggested?
There, Jack. Do you want a biscuit to go with it?
No, thank you.
I expect you're glad to be home.
Yes.
But you've enjoyed yourself, haven't you? From what Eleanor was saying, you've had the time of your life.
Eleanor?
The nice lady with the glasses. It doesn't matter if you can't remember her name. She says you kept everyone entertained this afternoon.
Did I?
Somehow you got talking about grey silk.
Oh, he was a racehorse.
And you took part in the quiz?
I owned him with, who was it, Peggy?
Ralph. Ralph Bellamy.
Oh, yes.
And you joined in some of the songs? You seemed to be getting on very well with the little Polish assistant when I came back.
Who was singing?
You were, Jack. All the good old songs.
When?
This afternoon. At the day centre. That's where we've just come from.
Oh.
You've been there all afternoon.
No, I don't think so, Peggy.
Why Joe puts so much sauce on his plate, I'll never know.
Because he likes it.
Most of it ends up in the washing up bowl.
That's because his taste buds are shot from all that baccy, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, you went off the cider shed again.
No, I told you that's tomorrow night. I'm pricing up the patio in Grahamspinney.
So will you have to wear tights if you win, Dad?
No.
Yeah, it's a courier thing.
On your life. I found that out after Lillian said so much. I'm going for Tim Cryer, not Peter Pan. Bye, love.
Bye.
See you later.
Yeah, see ya. He's mad going in for that.
That'd be quite something if he won, though.
What, going around dressed like that?
He'd look very smart.
Yeah, of course he would.
Hey, I saw one in Horrocham once, a proper town crier. Lovely navy jacket, lace collar.
Well, can you see Dad in anything like that?
Oh, I can, actually.
You're joking.
This bloke, he really looked someone. People stopped and took notice.
Yeah, wondering where he'd escape from.
No, like with respect. Now, your father could be like that. He's got it in him.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're going out as well?
Yeah, I'm having a couple of beers with Stu and Jazz.
Right. Oh, what about showing me George's present first?
You've seen it.
No, you waved the box at me before you went off milking. I didn't see it properly.
Yeah, well, it's down by the fridge. Have a look while I'm out, yeah?
No, you show me.
All right. Nothing clever about it, though. Well, there's two parts to it. Look, your tractor and the trailer.
Oh, red and yellow's his favourite colours.
And there's bricks and stuff. They go in the trailer. And it all fits in. You don't reckon it's too young for him, do you?
No, it's perfect.
Look, and he grabs this and pulls it along.
Oh, he's going to love it.
Now, the best part is...
Yeah.
Press that.
What, there?
Yeah.
The trailer tips up. That is fantastic.
Yeah, so he's got to put them all back in again.
That is a wonderful present.
But that was your idea, wasn't it?
No, I only meant like a small tractor or something. This must have cost a fortune.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Edward, I know how expensive toys is, and this ain't come cheap.
Yeah, well, nothing much else to spend my money on, have I?
Can't wait to see his little face when he opens it.
Oh, yeah.
You going to give it him yourself?
No.
Oh, why not? You'd be thrilled with it.
Right, I don't fancy taking it round to Emma's.
No.
Do you know what she's doing for him on Saturday? Are they having a party?
No. But William's going round and taking Georgie to the water park.
Right.
But you can still give it him, because William's bringing him here Sunday.
Is he?
Yes, so he can have a birthday tea with us.
That'll be nice for you.
Oh, so I was going to say, you could give him the tractor then.
No.
Look, that's when all of us is giving him our present.
Oh, well, you can give him that as well then, can't you?
It's better coming from you.
No.
It'd be nice having all my boys together.
No, I can't, Mum.
Even for a little while?
No, I've promised Oliver I'll start clearing the ditch by the ford and...
But on a Sunday?
But we don't get time during the week, do we?
Come on, just long enough for Georgie to open his present.
Mum!
Oliver will understand.
I can't. Look, I've told him I'll be there. You can't ask me to let him down.
And I hope you're not too worn out to practice.
Oh, don't worry. Reckon I'm on top form. Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
Wait a minute. Eddie?
Yeah?
Where's the engine oil, darling? I need a large one with tonic before you start.
Ah, no.
Just come from Mum and Jack. Oh, he's becoming quite hard work, poor love.
I've, put all the drink away.
Oh. Oh, well, can you be a dear and get it out again? I'm parched.
But how about later on?
Later?
When we've finished. Only it's very distracting, you drinking during the practice.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. Now, where have you put
it? No, I'm serious. Like yesterday, I was praising the delights of Lake Eyre.
Oh, yeah, I like that
part. Well, you were glugging away like a blocked drain.
Oh, ignore me.
I can't. It makes me want to drink. You know me cry goes to pieces then.
Oh, you'll manage, handsome.
So, I put all the booze back in the van.
Oh, it's outside, is it?
Locked up.
Oh, Eddie, come on, don't be silly. One little drink.
Look, if you really want to help me win on Monday...
Yes, I know how much it means to you.
Well, these practices have got to be serious. I'll never put Bert in his place otherwise.
Can we have a proper drink afterwards?
Soon as we've finished.
I wouldn't do this for anyone else.
Thanks. Oh, I've got some lemonade here, if you want.
Oh, just get on with it, Eddie.
Good to see a man work late for his money.
Oh, evening, man.
Can't one of your lackeys fix the tractor for you?
Clearing the air filter hardly counts as fixing.
I was hoping to find Lillian here.
Well, you lost her.
Well, she's meant to be with Jack and Peggy, but I had an inkling, so I called by. She's not there anymore. She's out somewhere, having a drink, probably.
Ooh, you've got a very suspicious mind.
What, Lillian's staying bone dry for church funds? I don't think so.
And we're meant to be in cahoots with her, are we?
I'm only looking round. I want to catch her before it costs me a weekend shopping in New York.
Ooh, that'll be expensive.
Yeah, she's got a black belt in credit cards. But if she's not here...
Mind you.
What?
I may have passed her car a little while ago.
Where?
It was on the Waterley Crossroad. Pulled into the side.
Whereabouts, exactly?
I'm not certain it was hers, it was so dark.
But near the quarry, the petrol station?
I'm not sure.
Brian!
Look, if I'd known there was going to be a test, Matt, I'd have taken notes. No, it was more towards Ambridge, edge of the village-ish.
Oh, well, better than nothing, I suppose.
Oh, that's my phone, excuse me.
Anyway, thanks for the information, such as it is.
Always happy to help.
Bye, see ya.
Hello?
Brian?
Siobhan. Oh, lovely to hear from you.
I'm sorry for ringing so late. I know it's a bad time.
No, it couldn't be better. No, I'm at a complete loose end.
You're not busy?
Not at all. No, everyone's out.
Any chance of you coming over to Borchester?
And rest ye a while by the flowing Am. God save the Queen!
That was the best yet, darling. You really do want to win, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, for Clary, mostly.
Aww.
To cheer her up.
Oh, she was real down last night.
Oh?
She keeps hoping things heal between William and Edward, but it isn't happening.
Not at all.
Edward won't stay for George's birthday tea on Sunday because his brother will be there.
Must be awful for you.
That's just how it is. But now...
Yes, darling, let's get the van home.
Ah, gotcha!
Matt!
I knew it.
Excuse me.
You just can't barge in.
This is private property.
Sorry, Eddie, but I knew I'd catch Lillian out sooner or later.
Catch me out?
Yeah, come on, Puscat. Skulking in Ambridge is number one drinking den. You are busted.
We have been working on Eddie's cadences.
Yeah, of course you have.
You're not suggesting we've been secretly drinking in here.
Lemonade bottle. Not quite smart enough. What is it really, gin? White rum?
I'm sorry about this, Eddie.
No, vodka, that's where my mind is going.
God, I'm surprised he doesn't have more faith in you.
That is lemonade.
To keep me mouth wet.
We've been doing a lot of voice work.
Come on, it's got to be here somewhere. Why don't you just tell me, huh?
Can you smell any alcohol, Matt?
No, but that doesn't mean anything.
Have a good look, you won't find any.
What's back here then?
Old crates. Empty.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's sad when there's no trust in a relationship.
But you really haven't had a drink?
Absolutely not.
All we've been doing is practising my crying.
Right. Yeah, well.
No need to apologise, Tiger. You can put everything right with three little words. New York and platinum.
Hi.
Oh, Chiffon.
Thanks for coming over.
What's wrong?
Brian.
What's the matter?
No, please. Close the door. There are people in the corridor all the time.
Yeah, sure.
It's not the best of hotels, but it had a room available.
Look, tell me what's wrong. You look dreadful.
Can you sit over there?
Yes, all right.
Just give me a moment.
Is Rory with you?
I've left him with my mother.
What, in Ireland?
Yeah, that's where I've come from. I've been travelling most of the day.
Well, no wonder you look exhausted. You're so pale.
Don't worry about it.
But look, I'm sorry, it's perfectly obvious you're not well. Do you want me to get a doctor?
No.
There's no trouble.
I don't want one.
Oh, sure.
Oh, please, stay there. I'm all right.
Do you look anything but?
Some days are better than others. That's why I'm glad you could get over tonight. I'm not feeling too bad.
Well, what is it? What's wrong?
Brian.
I mean, you should have let me know you were coming. I'd have arranged somewhere decent.
Oh, please, stop fussing.
Sorry, it's only because...
Just let me take on. You knew something was wrong when you were over last time, didn't you?
Well, I could see you weren't at all well.
I thought it'd pass off. Only it didn't. A month ago, the doctors told me I've cancer.
What? What?
It started with a mole on my back, a malignant melanoma.
Oh, no.
With no one to see it, it just... Well, it got big without me knowing. I only did something when it started to bleed.
Oh, you poor girl.
It was all very straightforward. I was diagnosed. They operated. Messier than they expected, though. It had gone so deep I needed a skin graft.
For heaven's sake, why didn't you ring me?
There was no reason for you to know.
Well, of course there was. I mean, I'd have paid for the treatment. Come over to see you. Oh, Chiffon, you should...
Don't crowd me, Brian, please. I'm not here for money or sympathy. I didn't tell you about the melanoma because I thought the operation would resolve everything. I can't believe how sure I was about that. And then a couple of weeks ago, I had some follow-up, a CT scan. It showed I've got secondaries in my liver, which isn't good news.
No, but surely... I mean, they can do so much for cancer these days.
It's too advanced for that.
Oh, I see.
So, chemo's the only option. I'm starting a course in Dublin next week.
Oh, that's good.
And that's why I've already taken Rory over. I wanted to have my treatment somewhere where I belong.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, if the chemo catches it before it's gone too far...
I'm only going through with it because I want to give myself every chance. no matter how slight. When Rory grows up, I never want him to feel his mother didn't try, didn't do everything she could to stay with him.
Yeah, but you know, you hear of the most marvellous recoveries.
Brian,
people go into remission.
The doctors have been very straight with me. I know what I'm facing. The hardest thing is telling other people. My mum and my sister especially, they don't want to believe it. They think they're helping me by pretending everything's going to be okay. But it doesn't help. It only means I can't talk honestly with them. I need someone strong enough to accept what I'm really saying.
You don't think there's much chance?
The chemo may help. For a while. And it'll be much easier to go through with it. To go through everything if I know I've done all the right things for Rory. He's what matters now. But I don't know how much longer my head'll stay clear. I have to make the right decisions for him.
How's he taking it?
He knows I'm ill. I haven't told him how badly yet. I don't want to until... I don't want to tell him what's happening unless I can also say that afterwards, whatever happens, he's going to be very, very loved and cared for. Oh, stay there. He's not happy with my mum. Even the few hours I've left him... When I phoned, he hates it, and she's far too old. It's not fair on either of them.
No.
I thought of asking Niamh, but she's never really... Oh, she loves London, you know, the single life and her job. Whenever she sees Rory, she makes a real effort. She tries to spend time with him, but she doesn't enjoy it, not deep down. She'd get by if she had to, but Rory deserves a lot more than being tolerated. He should be loved and cherished, even if I'm not there. There's only one person can do that. If I die, Brian, will you take care of our son?
Oh, darling. No, don't push me away. Please, please let me hold you. Oh, you're so thin.
Brian.
Of course I will. I will love him and take care of him.
Thank you.
He'll grow up on the farm as my son. And I was always let him know what a wonderful mother he had. And how much I loved her. What's the matter, darling?
No.
Oh, I will. I swear to God.
I know you mean it, and I love you for it, Brian. But it's not your decision to make.
Please let me take care of him.
I don't want easy answers and false hope. He needs a mother, too.
Well, I'm sure.
You can't speak for Jennifer. You can only ask her.
When I explain what's happening, she'll understand.
Brian, I know what I'm asking. What little time I have is so precious to me. But I don't want you to decide now. I'm staying a few more days. Go home. Talk to her. Listen to her. Make her understand my little boy is innocent of anything that we did. And if she can find it in her heart to accept that, come back and tell me. Then you can say yes.
They loved it, Lizzie.
Where is it?
Ruth said it was light and easy. David thought it was very refreshing.
They liked our wine?
They were disappointed I only bought a sample bottle. Well, not their full two cases.
Perhaps it hasn't gone in.
No, our appeal for volunteers. Well, they said this week or next, didn't they?
Well, I was hoping it'd be somewhere eye-catching, you know, near the front.
Yes. Though I quite enjoyed my stint as a guide on Monday.
We can't go on like that, though, Nigel.
No.
At last, here we are. Buried under Rambler's Roundup.
What does it say? Don't hide if you're a guide.
Lower Loxley's on the lookout for room stewards. No experience necessary. Contact details.
Have they got those right?
Yes, but they could have put in a photo.
At least we're in.
If anyone actually notices. How many people ever get to read the Rambler's Roundup page?
Hello?
Siobhan, how are you?
Ryan, I'm okay.
Did you get any sleep in that awful place?
It's a perfectly ordinary hotel.
I barely shut my eyes. I was thinking about you and Rory all night.
Have you spoken to Jennifer?
No, I haven't had the chance. She was already asleep when I got back.
It was pretty late.
I was going to tell her this morning, first thing, but she was in such a hurry.
It's okay, Brian.
She's taken her mother and Jack out, and, you know, if I'd said anything then... Anyway, it just wasn't the right time.
I'm not pushing you. I understand how hard this is.
I am going to do it today, though. I've made a promise, and I'm going to keep it.
All I'm saying is, you decide when and how to tell Jennifer. There's no pressure from me.
Oh, thank you, but you won't have to wait long, Siobhan.
Do whatever you're happy with.
Have you had any lunch yet?
Well, I...
And you want me to come by? Because I can bring you something over if you don't feel up to leaving your room.
Thanks, but I'm just about to go out.
Oh.
I want to see an old friend.
Not one, but two phone calls already. Inquiring about being a room steward.
What did they sound like?
I don't know. One of the admin girls took the calls. She said they seemed reasonable.
Fingers crossed.
She's sending out application forms this afternoon. That's not a bad response so quickly.
And there's still the advert in the Courier to come.
Lizzie.
I'm not expecting a lot from that, though, really.
Isn't that Siobhan Hathaway in the taxi?
Siobhan? Wouldn't have thought so. No, it is.
Of all them. After everything I said to her last time,
Nigel.
She simply rolls up unannounced.
Look at her face.
What? Oh.
Hi. Hello, Siobhan. I hope you'll forgive me turning up like this. I thought if I phoned, maybe you'd just put the phone down on me.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Siobhan, what's the matter? I was hoping to put things right between us. While there's still time.
I'm making myself a cup of tea. Do you want one, darling?
No. Actually, I've been waiting for you to come back.
Oh, I've literally just walked in. Are you sure you don't want one?
No, thanks.
Oh, we have had a lovely day. Mum and Jack enjoyed the cathedral so much. And we had a super lunch at the Merchant's Garden. Oh, I'm afraid I shan't be making much of a meal this evening, darling.
I saw Siobhan last night, Jenny. In Borchester.
What? Siobhan?
Yeah, well, she rang while you were out. I went over.
Oh, that's where you were when I came in.
It wasn't prearranged.
You were with Siobhan.
Well, I'd no idea she was even in England.
Oh.
No, we were talking. That's all we were doing.
Why?
I had to.
Why the hell is she here?
Jenny, look, please. I know you don't like me,
Susan. You saw her last night and then you came and laid down by me.
I had to see her. It's about Rory. We were only talking about Rory.
What about him?
Look, this is as much of a shock to me as you. But Siobhan's not very well. No, it's much more than that. She's got cancer.
Oh?
It started on her skin. She had an operation. It seemed to work.
Look, I don't want the details, Brian.
Well, the point is, it's spread. It's in her liver and it's going through her body.
Oh, I see.
She's starting a course of treatment in Ireland next week, the chemotherapy. Well, Rory's with her mother at the moment, but that's not working very well. And she wanted to see...
Oh, no, Brian.
Well, Jenny...
Oh, no, don't ask. I will not have that child staying here while she's being treated.
No, that's not...
It's unthinkable. We'd have to tell Alice everything, and I've told you, I won't let that happen.
That's not what Siobhan's asking.
What is she asking, then?
What... No matter how much I want to, Jenny, I can't take back the past. I've got responsibilities.
Oh, no.
And if anything does happen to Siobhan...
No.
And I'm not saying it will. I mean, she may still be all right. That's what everyone's hoping.
No, no, no.
No!
Look, we're simply looking at possibilities.
She's come here and she wants us to take her child.
He's my son.
He is no part of our family.
I can't change what's happened.
Don't you dare ask me. Siobhan
has... This isn't about Siobhan.
She can make you do whatever she wants, can't she?
No.
We used to be so happy. And then she came and wrecked our lives. And I have done so much.
I know.
I have picked up the pieces. I have suffered so much pain. And she comes back again. She comes back to smash it all.
Now calm down,
Jenny. I will not calm down. How dare you? How can you even? It's a knife in my heart. You know that.
Jenny.
Oh, keep away. Don't touch me.
I'll put your suitcase here, okay?
Thanks. I certainly didn't mean for you to go chasing back to the hotel, picking up my bag.
It was no trouble.
We couldn't have you staying in that awful place. You need to be with friends.
It'll only be for a couple of days.
Look, take as long as you need.
Once everything's sorted out with Brian... I'm so sorry to be such a nuisance.
You're not.
But there's nothing secret or underhand going on.
You're our guest, Siobhan. The rest doesn't concern us. Now, I'd better get back to the office.
Thanks, Nigel.
I'll be down in a minute.
No, don't hurry, Lizzie. I'll manage.
He is kind.
Yes, he is.
I know it can't be easy for him, having me here.
He's perfectly happy about it.
Thank you. Oh, you can see the lake from here.
Yes. We thought you'd like the view.
I used to love visiting you in the summer. Sitting out by the water.
You were good company. I asked Mrs. Titcomb to check the bathroom, but if you need any more towels...
Mrs. Titcomb?
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's not someone new. Mrs. Pugsley married Edgar Titcomb last year.
No. Eileen Pugsley.
Eileen Titcomb now. It was a very nice wedding.
What? I'd never have guessed. We really did lose touch, didn't we?
We did, rather.
And I know it was my fault.
Oh, Siobhan.
Nigel was quite right to say what he did at the time. I was taking advantage of your friendship.
We didn't handle things very well either.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologise.
It's important to me, Elizabeth. If I've got to leave the party early, I want to be on good terms with the friends staying behind.
You've got to think positively, Siobhan.
I don't want any unfinished business. That's all.
Any falling out we had. It's simply trivial now. And I'm just glad that we've rediscovered our friendship.
Go away, can't you? Leave me alone!
Mum?
Oh, Adam. Oh, I'm so sorry, darling.
What's wrong?
It's all right. It's all right, it doesn't matter.
Mum? What is it?
Oh, Adam!
What is it? Tell me. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay, Mum. Come on. Let's stand up, shall we? You're covered in oil. What's happened? What's wrong?
That evil, vicious bitch is us. She wants me to...
Who, Mum?
Siobhan Hathaway.
What's she done?
She wants me. She stole Brian. She wants their child to live here for good.
What?
And I meant to let the whole world know that he loved her. That I can't keep a husband. Darling, how can he ask me?
Why does she want you to have Rory?
Because she claims she's dying. And God help me. I'm not sorry for her.
Come on, Mum.
No, it's impossible.
We're not staying
here. No, it's impossible to be reminded every day. I'd never have a moment's peace. How can he?
You're coming to Honeysuckle.
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry.
Let's get you away for a while. We've plenty of room. Ian won't mind.
Oh, it's all right. No, I'll be all right. I'll pull myself together.
You're coming with me, Mum.
What about work?
It doesn't matter. Get in, Mum. I'm not leaving you here.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Jenny, where are you going?
Oh, God.
It's all right. I'll deal with this.
Now, wait a minute. I've been looking all over. What's going on?
I'm taking Mum to Honeysuckle.
What for?
You know damn well why, Brian.
Oh, that's not going to help.
It's not up to you.
Jenny, look, I need to speak to your mother.
Leave her alone, Brian.
Running off isn't going to solve anything.
Get away from the door.
I just want 2 minutes to explain.
Stay away from her.
Okay. But this only makes it worse, Adam.
Oh, no. Making things worse is what you do. All the time. She's coming with me. And don't expect her back soon.
Did you see I marked one up, Ruth?
Morning, Eddie.
Oh, yeah? I put it on the board yesterday after milking, 467.
We got her in the crush last night.
Find you anything?
A cut between claws.
Oh, I could see she wasn't happy. It wasn't much of a limp, but...
You did well to spot it.
Yeah, I thought I'd better check you'd seen the board, that's all.
Thanks.
Oh, and I'm in this afternoon as well, ain't I?
If that's still okay.
Oh, yeah.
Kids have been wanting a picnic all week. And today looks perfect.
Oh, it isn't meant to be so nice west of the county.
Isn't it? Oh, I'd better see what Ben and Josh are up to.
Has Bert been around here much lately?
In and out of the workshop, yeah.
Practising his cry?
No.
Or talking about it. You know, what he's going to...
Eddie!
No, I'm not prying. It's only friendly interest.
I hear he got the better of you on Sunday.
Oh, I'm not holding any grudges about that. Not at all.
Well, for what it's worth,
yeah,
he hasn't talked much about the competition lately.
No.
Yesterday he was more interested in Nigel and Elizabeth looking for volunteers.
He's probably getting cold feet about Monday.
I don't think so.
Are you all coming to the ball to watch?
We'll see.
You want to. The courier's giving away balloons and baseball caps for the kiddies.
What are your chances of winning?
Well, it's going to be quite a contest, but pretty good with all the work I've put in.
There's confidence for you.
Well, admittedly, Derek Fletcher could be awkward.
I hear he's taking it seriously.
Oh, loud as a donkey with a face to match. But I reckon I've got the beating of him. And as for Bert, no chance.
Do you know where Adam is, Brian?
No, he's not in yet.
I thought it was odd, you feeding the ewes. When are you expecting him?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's a pain. Jazza and I want to bring an ark down to the workshop.
Well, go ahead, Tom. There's nothing else going on in there.
Yeah, it's a big one, though. Forget the forks under it. It needs someone holding it either side.
Oh!
And there's no sign of Vandy or Jeff.
Well, they're up with the deer.
It'd only take 5 minutes. 10 minutes max.
Sure, you and Jazza can't manage on your own.
Well, a whole panel's come away. But I suppose it'll keep... We don't need it for a week. What I can do, though, before I go, is show you something in the sales figures.
Well, perhaps that can keep as well, because I've got a lot to catch up on in the office.
Oh, OK, don't worry. I'll bring them down to you. Won't take a minute to go through the stats.
Let Ben help you set the stumps up, Josh.
All right.
My favourite activity on a sunny day, playing cricket.
Well, it was the boy's choice.
No wonder Pip couldn't get to Izzy's fast enough.
You'll enjoy it.
As long as you don't expect me to fish the ball out of the river.
As if either of them's going to hit it that far.
I was thinking of you.
Well, we'll only play long enough to work up an appetite. Picnic looks great.
If it had been down to Josh, we'd have bought nothing but Easter eggs.
You can't wait for Sunday, can you?
That's not very helpful, Ben.
You're meant to be setting the stumps up, not knocking them down, you great Nana.
We'll have to let the guy have a good look along here next week.
Yeah. Well, we're going into 5 acre anyway, so that's going to be our wetland area.
I don't know the names of half the plants coming through there.
No, me neither.
I hope they're interesting enough to help us get onto HLS.
Come on, we're ready!
Yeah, on our way. Bag's eye bat first.
Did you have a party in here last night?
What?
Smells like a brewery. No, hang on. No, a distillery.
What did you want to show me, Tom?
Here.
Monthly sales. All three brands of Tom Archer.
It was Bren who spotted it. She's really getting stuck into her college project on my business.
Spotted what?
Right, well, ignore the normal graphs. Look at the pie charts.
I'm not in the mood for guessing games. What for?
She's divided the county into north, south, east and west. She says I should have done it ages ago, but, well, my paperwork's chaotic.
What she found out?
The pattern of overall sales, north and south, are very similar.
Yes.
But if you break it down into varieties... Look, we're hardly moving any venison north of Borchester, and that's in 5 different outlets.
Tom.
And it's the same in reverse with the spicy barbecue. We're lucky to move a pallet a week below Waterley Cross.
I'm sure this is all fascinating.
Bren thinks it's about image. Some of the shops we use in South Borsetshire are, well, you know, they're a bit select. So, spicy barbecue, it's not quite their thing.
Look, for the life of me, I can't see where this is leading.
Maybe we need to tailor the promotional material more closely to individual areas.
True? Excuse me, Tom. Huh? You'll have to get back to me. Jenny, thank heavens.
I'm here for a reason, Brian.
No, Tom's with me.
Hi, Auntie Jen. Mum wants me to ask you about Easter Sunday.
Oh, does she?
But it's nothing vital. I'll tell her to give you a ring.
Would you mind, Tom?
No, no, of course not. I'll just finish helping Jazz before I go.
Jenny. I left a dozen messages on your mobile last night.
I didn't want to talk to you.
No, I realise I didn't put things very well yesterday. But if we could just sit down sensibly now.
There's nothing to discuss.
There is.
I spent all night thinking. I couldn't sleep.
Well, me neither.
Sometimes you simply don't seem to understand who I am. Or who you are. We're growing old, Brian.
Not that old.
Why have we been talking about retirement, giving up our responsibilities and finding a place in the sun?
Well, we can still do that.
Well, of course we can't. Not with a young child to bring up. Look at the lines in my face. We're grandparents now, not parents.
I know it must seem.
Oh, I can't explain, Brian, if you won't let me.
Sorry.
If we did what you suggested... We'd be throwing away everything we've worked for. And Alice, finding out that her father has... She worships you. I won't let her be hurt. And it's not just her. If we bring Rory here, the whole world has to know what happened. How do you think that makes me feel?
I know.
I can't bear to be pitied. Or thought a fool... And there is no need for it, Brian. In a way, I can almost admire you for wanting to look after him.
Can you?
Whatever your faults, God knows I've suffered from them. You're not afraid of responsibility. And I can see why you don't want to desert him.
If Siobhan dies, he's got no one.
But that's not true. He's got his grandmother... Well, if that's not ideal, doesn't Siobhan have a sister?
She's ruled both of them out. They couldn't give Rory a real home.
Oh, better one than we can.
Jenny, he's my son.
I'm sorry, Brian. Somehow I've accepted... I've let you support him, even though it's always hurt so much. But this is going far too far. I will not have Rory becoming part of our family... You'll just have to find another way.
There's one lonely slice of pie left, David.
Is that? Well, it's going to have to stay lonely. Another mouthful, I'll explode.
Go on, have it, Dad.
Thank you, Joshy.
Look, Ben, the butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brimstone. Can you see where it's gone?
Yeah. Let's
find it.
As long as you stay away from the water, boys.
Okay.
You look ready to drop off.
I'm meditating.
The sun is really warm, isn't it? Any room next to you?
Uh-huh.
What about taking them bowling again later?
What, twice in 1 week? I think we're made of money.
Go on. Eddie's milking anyway. I loved it on Tuesday.
Well, we can give Pip a ring. See if she and Izzy want to meet us there.
They'd like that. And we can bring our very own bowling ball.
What?
You're getting a little pot belly, David, aren't
you? I am not.
You are.
One scotch egg too many, that's all.
It's a little pot.
Hey, get belly. Off! Get off!
Come and help me, you two! Come on!
Ah, no, right, if that's what you want. Two can play at that
end. No! Whoa. No! Just Ben, help me!
Gotcha.
Was Nigel all right with you?
Yes, he told me you were by the lake and then went off. Why?
I'm not sure he's comfortable having me around.
He didn't give that impression.
Good.
Anyway, I'm so glad you're staying here now.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Much better than a dingy side street in Porchester.
I've been looking at the willows on the far side. I'd love to be here when they're in leaf again. Have you spoken to Jennifer?
Yes.
What did she say?
I told her about the cancer. I said that if the worst came to the worst, you wanted us to be Rory's mum and dad.
You were that straightforward.
Well, there's no point in doing otherwise.
How did she take it?
To be honest, she was pretty angry at first.
Sure.
And quite a few tears.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry, Brian.
No, don't be.
I just wish there was another option.
Well, I don't. He's my son. I'm the right person to take care of him.
So, has she decided?
Well, obviously, she needed time for it all to sink in. But we've had a very rational conversation this morning.
Has she agreed?
She's moved a very long way, Siobhan, so you don't need to worry.
She hasn't, has she?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Well, she doesn't want him. I can tell.
That's not true.
Oh, I should never have asked. It was unfair.
Siobhan, you completely misunderstood me. I was simply trying to explain that Jenny was naturally very upset. But she's thought about it now. In fact, she admires me for accepting her responsibilities.
Really?
Those were her exact words. Children have always been so important to her. She understands how much Rory means to me.
If she's not happy, I can always go back to
Neve. No.
Will she take him? Did she say so?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you don't know how worried I've been.
Well, now you can put your mind at rest.
That's such good news. I've said so,
haven't I? So you can start your treatment and forget everything else. It's settled, Siobhan. I'm Rory's father. He will always, always have a home with me.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.